Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
A very good morning to you and welcome to Fresh Titans with myself, Shiquan. It is another Thursday morning and you know what? It smells like inspiration is in the air. And this is a space that I've created where I have cutthroat industry champions that just come through, share their portfolios, their testimonies with you. Because I feel a lot of the times it's always much easier for us to get inspired when we hear stories of people who are in positions that we would one day want to feel. And we want to know, where exactly did you start? How did you get to where you are? And that's exactly why we have this session for this morning. And I can tell you one thing, you are definitely going to walk away with a lot. So with that said, welcome, or help me welcome into our space, our Fresh Titan for this week, the very talented, lovely, hardworking Daniel Roustier, Group Executive for Marketing at Momentum Metropolitan Limited, Namibia. How are you doing this morning?
I'm so well, and it's so nice meeting you in person and actually being here. What an honor.
Yes, I'm so, so happy. I understand how my Titans are so busy, but when they actually make time for me, I'm like, you know what? Thank you for this moment.
No, so it's an absolute honor. Yeah. It's definitely not something that that's taking time. I'd rather shift things around this. Yeah. So it really is an honor again, if I can say that, Shiquan. And I want to actually call you She Queen.
She Queen. You know what? I have actually heard people pronounce my name like in different ways, and that one I've never heard before. So I'll give you that one for
today.
It's
the She Queen.
It's the She Queen.
I'm in the She Queen space.
I see
now.
It actually. That should be like I have a t-shirt brand or something. Yeah. So everybody has a starting point, Daniel, and it will really be such a pleasure if you could just share with us what your starting point was in terms of your education, where you went to school, your first ever job that you had, and so forth. Where did you start off?
So I was fortunate enough to study in Stellenbosch.
Okay.
From there on, my first ever job was it was actually at an ad agency, at a startup ad agency.
Right.
Who actually is now very successful. But that was way after my time when they broke through. I was part of the core group. And then when I moved to Namibia, mm-hmm. As I did payments at Bukovic motor division for the marketing department. Literally, that's where I started processing payments. Mm. And from there on, I was called by Tongwat Hewlett at the time, Marathon Sugar, as we know the brand.
Yes.
So and then from there on to Old Mutual. Well, I started at the bottom of the marketing ranks as a consultant, they called it. So I was over the affluent markets, the consultant. And from there on, a few jumps ahead. I'm not going to go through all of the positions. Ended up where I am today. But it did take a lot of hard work, dedication. Mm. And I think the most important to remember is the times that you think people don't see what you're doing and you kind of don't get any credit for it. Don't underestimate that ever. Mm. Because at some point, I believe there's a higher being.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a course at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So if you had to probably, because, you know, obviously with the jobs that we do in the different, you know, industries and spaces that we're in, there's so many challenges that come about. So someone might be listening right now saying that, yes, I too want to be an executive for marketing at whatever company in one day, which is great. But there are obviously challenges that also come with it. What would you say are some of the challenges that you have faced in your current position at the moment, like in the industry that you're in?
I think... especially in the marketing and advertising, it's so much broader than limiting it to just marketing. There's a communications aspect to it. There's a PR aspect. There is the branding aspect to it. Mm-hmm. There's training the sales force how to represent a brand, mm-hmm. or those who actually are at the front end. So it's a huge, massive universe out there on its own, mm-hmm. and unfortunately I think it's been reduced many times to everyone has their own idea of what it is, mm-hmm. but no one really appreciates, or it's very seldom that you would get someone or people who have not been exposed, and it's not their fault, it's just they really haven't been exposed to what it all entails.
It's
CSI, it's and then serving your own people that report to you. It's really making sure that they are happy and that they are in a good space and looking after their well-being. Taking full responsibility. I think it's easier when you're not an executive. It's like when you get to be an adult and you wish you were a child again.
Yeah.
I think that's sometimes what
it's
feel like.
What it feels like.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh, now I've got all this. Everything's kind of I have.
It's on you.
It's on me. There's no one else to. But I'm extremely happy with the team I have, and I'm stepping into a new role. If you don't have people supporting you and understanding or willing to understand your vision for where you would want the department and ultimately company to go, it makes it very difficult, and that is not the case. So I can definitely say that is something that I am extremely grateful for.
Yeah. And in case you just joined us, we are speaking to Daniel Rustia. Please, how do I pronounce your surname right?
So it's a Dutch surname.
Okay.
Of Dutch origin, and apparently it's Rustai, but
okay.
it's pronounced here. It's either Rustia. What other pronunciations? I honestly don't even know which one's the right one.
Okay, so Daniel Rustia, I'm trying, who is actually the group executive for marketing at Momentum Metropolitan Limited in Namibia, and she's our Fish Titan for this week. Now we're going to be back with more on the other side of this, so stick around for part two of this amazing conversation. Welcome back to Fresh Titans with myself, Shaquan, as I have conversations with titans that you look up to. Titans who once had a dream just like you and at a certain point in their lives decided to yearn for more. And they just honestly wanted more than what they had at the time. And through hard work, like Janelle actually mentioned a little bit earlier on, consistency and persistence, they have managed to get to the point where they are in their careers, like at the point of their lives right now. So this morning I am having a conversation with Daniel Rustia, who is the group executive for marketing at Momentum Metropolitan Namibia, and she is our titan this morning. What quite an insightful conversation we've been having. Now we're obviously back with more of this conversation. So what advice would you give to any Namibian or young Namibian professional who's listening to us right now? Perhaps this person is pursuing a degree at NUST in marketing or whatever it is at UNAM and so forth, maybe communications, PRO. I mean, the list goes on, but they're listening right now and they're saying that, listen, at this point, I'm just a consultant. I'm maybe just, you know, the admin person, whatever it is, but I'm still pursuing this degree. But if you had to impart any, I don't know, just fill their cup. I always say this all the time. Fill their cup with some inspiration for them this morning. What would that be?
I think going back to what I said about when you're working and no one's looking, that's when the most happens. It's such an irony, ironic situation, actually, come to think of it. When no one's looking, that's when the most happens.
Yeah.
So sitting there, maybe crying while finishing an assignment, but you're still pushing through. And you're motivated to get this done, even though your emotions and everything is feeling like you just can't go anymore. And the greater the pushback, the greater the actual achievement. I've experienced that so many times. Whenever I see a lot of pushback coming in my life and things get really hard, those are the barriers that was placed in front of me to overcome. And at the back or behind of that, those barriers were the biggest achievements. Just keep going.
It's the best thing that you could do for yourself. Once you get that race started, you have to finish it. So keep going. Daniel, thank you so much for your time. Genuinely, thank you so much for being open to the space and being transparent and sharing your journey with us. I think the one takeaway that I'm taking away from our conversation is how important it is to have a supportive and loving and genuine support system in your life. So big ups to your parents, honestly, for they've done an amazing job. And I'm pretty sure that you're obviously parting that on to Haley Grace as well.
Hi.
Love lovely
I'm
name,
trying.
By the way. You're trying your best, and that's more than enough, you know, because her parents probably also just tried their best. So thank you so much once again for sharing your story.
Thank you, Shaquan. It was an honor. I can say that over and over again. Yeah. And so nice getting to know a bit of who you are as well. In between the break, we had a quick chat, and so much appreciation and in awe of how you as a single mother of two get by. Wow, that really is something that's to be applauded. So well done to you.
Thank you so much. So that was our Titan for this week. Another great session. I always start off the sessions telling you that it's going to be a great session, and you're probably thinking, Shaquan, and then it turns out to be a great session, and here you are. But thank you so much for tuning in. Honestly, next week Thursday, same time, we are going to feature another Titan that you definitely look up to, who will inspire both you and myself. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul, Fresh FM.
And that was this week's Fresh Titan, only on Fresh FM.